Lawmakers have put off a planned holiday today to continue debate on cuts to this year's federal budget. The large group of newly elected Republican House members continues to push for deeper cuts in a wide range of government agencies and services, including health care, Planned Parenthood, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. House Speaker John Boehner of Ohio says he hopes to send a completed budget package to the Senate by this weekend. With us for an update is Gail Chadwick, Capitol Hill correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. And Gail, debate went late into the night yesterday, so what's the mood on Capitol Hill today?
Very aggressive. You've had the president threatening to veto what comes out of this, Speaker Boehner threatening to not bring any bill to the floor that doesn't have significant cuts, and a freshman class that has already pushed their own leadership farther than they wanted to go and is on a fast track, very ambitious, very aggressive sense.
And to put this into context, this is a continuing resolution bill, meaning that it would avoid a government shutdown by keeping the government funded past March 4th. What are its chances of passage with all this tension around it?
I think nil in the form that it exists. The House, the Senate Democrats, following the guidance of the president's debt commission, feel that any cuts at all, at a time of recovery when the economy is still struggling, would damage the recovery. So it really is a fundamental principle difference at this point. And I don't see either side prepared to blink.
And as you mentioned, the White House has said the president may veto this bill. Are there also hurdles in the Senate?
Absolutely. Now, the Senate Democrats yesterday, I haven't heard language this strong since the last time there was a government shutdown. Harry Reid, the majority leader, said that it is a shame that Speaker Boehner cannot control his party, but that we're heading for a shutdown.
Wow. So let's then get to some of the items on the chopping block, or what they're fighting over, at least, because there was an intense three-hour debate yesterday over Planned Parenthood. What was that debate about?
Well, it was really a way of reviving one of the most divisive issues in the Congress, which is abortion, and to what extent is any funding for Planned Parenthood in effect funding abortion, because, as several Republicans said, money is fungible. So this went on for hours, and periodically Democrats would pop up and say, wait a minute, we're not creating a job here. We're creating no jobs at all, which I think is going to be their theme going back to the districts next week.
And as you say, you know, by law, federal money cannot go towards abortions, but money is fungible, sounds like the argument over this proposed cut. Let's move to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. New House Republicans want to end all federal subsidies for public broadcasting, which includes television and radio stations like our home station, WBUR, which gets about 6% of its money from federal funds. Do you think they have the votes for it?
I do. I could be surprised at this point. It gets a little dicier when you hit the media. People are sometimes reluctant to make news media angry at them. But look what happened to the National Endowment of the Arts, down $22.5 million, or a very, you know, important education initiative for the president, down $336 million. So there is a sense here that especially the freshmen have got to demonstrate that this is a Congress that's going to make a difference, and it's going to do it immediately. And there are no sacred cows here.
Well, one thing they're after, too, is the House is today voting on measures to essentially defund parts of the universal health care law. Tell us about that.
Well, every aspect of the president's program is under the guns. They've already taken out funding for the Dodd-Frank bill that would extend regulation for financial reform. They cut from the Securities and Exchange Commission on the grounds that, well, they didn't do very well in the run-up to the collapse. They don't deserve more money. But the health care bill tries to eliminate at least $1 billion of funding that goes through the appropriations process. Now, there are some Republicans who want to go farther. They say that if we really want to defund health reform, the time to do it is right now at the beginning. But the trouble is there are about $7 billion in funding that is already going through in an automatic way. And so there's an effort to try to get rid of that, too. but no success so far.
Well, Republicans did pass by large majorities measures to cut funding to the EPA. It seems like many things are on the table. And are they targeting those cuts in the EPA?
Well, the EPA is an especially large target because Republicans are so resentful of the fact and campaigned on the fact that the Democrat-controlled House could not get environmental legislation through the Congress, and so now they're trying to limit greenhouse gases through regulation. And that, they say, you should not be able to do through regulation what you could not achieve through legislation. So the EPA is a number one target right now.
And it's worth pointing out that the cuts that do go through could feel very deep, right, because they'll take place over the remaining half of the federal fiscal year.
You know, that was a very interesting debate within the Republican Party. You're right. The Republican leader said, yes, we promised $100 billion in cuts. That is $100 billion from what the president had proposed. But since 4 months, 5 months have already passed, it ought to be half of that. And the freshman said, I don't think so. There was a very interesting caucus meeting early on, and the freshman balked. And so the leadership had to go back and come up with much deeper cuts. It's now up to more than $60 billion. So the freshman class is not blinking.
This is a very interesting showdown. Gail Chadwick, Capitol Hill correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.